Blog Talk Radio.
Light. It gives understanding to the simple. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against me. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Even the Master, Jesus, said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So, the blessing to be able to be on Blog Talk Radio just one more time. Amen. Being able to be in the land of the living. Somebody said it's the land of the dying. But amen. It's of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions, they fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, saith the prophet Jeremiah. So we're glad to be here one more time. We've been away for a couple weeks, able to get away for some much-needed rest and relaxation. Amen. I was able to go to a place that I've never been before. That is Las Vegas, Nevada. Amen. What beautiful state that is. Amen. Such scenery and everything. And then you can go to a place like that and you don't gamble. I don't gamble. Never had a desire to pull slots on a slot machine, but such a beautiful part of the world. So I'm glad to be back on today. Thank God for that. Amen. Seeing God's word being fulfilled. Amen. One thing that needs to come to pass, and that is that judgment will run down as waters and righteousness as a mighty stream. This is what the prophet said in the book of Amos. But let judgment run down as waters and righteousness as a mighty stream. And some cases that has not happened. So many things that are going on in the world, and if it was reversed to some of the people that have done, committed some of the crimes that they have, had it been reversed and the victim was the perpetrator in some cases, or the accused or the alleged, then it would have turned out totally different. So we see so much corruption in the land, amen, from the White House to the dope house, amen. Even the police department, and too many cases are, you've got a lot of corruption going on, and that is just the way it is, and it matters not who don't like it, amen. Wrong is wrong, it doesn't matter who you are. So thank God for the word of God, amen. God is a just God. The justice of God is what we need. Amen. So knowing that the wages of sin is death, so doesn't matter if you're the chief or whoever you are supposed to be, but Jesus trumps everybody. What he says trumps everybody. That's the problem in the world. Too many people are so important, but thank God for his word. And so that's a blessing. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, yes, I can.
Hi, how are you doing today, sir?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Yes, so I have a few questions exactly. Basically, I'll give you the situation first before I start asking questions. But so I was just chilling in my house the other day, you know, and then all of a sudden I look out the window to see a pretty large, I think he was just European man running naked in my yard. So I said to myself, how do I take care of this situation? So what I did was I prayed, and I prayed, and I prayed, and I prayed. And then all of a sudden, as I look out there, he got shot. He got shot, and it was a miracle. My prayers were answered, and I've never felt so invigorated and loved by God in my life. But what is your opinion on this whole ordeal?
So where do you live at? I'm looking at your area code here. I don't recognize
Yeah, it's a New Jersey area code, but I moved to Poland.
Oh, okay. New Jersey. Oh, I don't know. I mean, were law enforcement after him?
No, he was just running naked in my yard, and then I guess one of the neighbors got a little sick of his shouting and hooting and hollering and kind of took it into his own hands.
Oh.
But now I don't know exactly what to do with his remains. He's kind of lying out in the yard. Do I, like, call the police about that, or is that something?
I guess so. You see it. You saw him. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, they're going to have to take care of it. Yeah, that's not good.
Just don't bury guy, because it's good fertilizer. I mean, just bury him under the rose garden. And I'm going to have the hottest, garden in the block.
No, you don't do that. I mean, yeah, somebody, it just seems like someone should have called. I mean,
well, I didn't shoot him.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying it seems like somebody ought to know what's going on. Yeah. So what brings you this way? You listen to Blog Talk regularly?
Well, I was kind of cruising through Blog Talk, and I saw that, I don't know, for some reason the name of the channel just kind of grabbed me, and it really wanted me to I just felt like it wanted me to share this story with you, and it's just so unbelievable how miracles work. Like, you know, such a malicious man running around in my yard ends up, passing on to the other side like he deserved.
So they shot him dead?
I think he's dead. I mean, nobody's coming. Could be just rigor mortis, but his leg's shaking a little.
Wow, that's not good.
It's
not good that, I mean, he's in your yard.
He says he's fine. He's all good. He's good. He's waving at me. He's all good. That'll teach him.
Oh, he just wounded then?
Yeah, he's limping off on that. Oh, he just fell. He's up again, though. He's all good.
Oh, but that's bad. He's out there with nothing on. I mean, something's obviously wrong.
Well, that's not my fault that he was naked. He shouldn't have been running around in my yard naked.
Right. No, I'm not saying that. Yeah, but this particular broadcast is called Truth on Blog Talk Radio. So what we believe. Pardon?
This is the truth.
Yes. This is called Truth. So what it's based on out of the Bible. So the Bible, the Word of God is truth when it's rightly divided. 2 Timothy 2 and 15, Apostle Paul wrote to his son Timothy in the Gospel, and he told him to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So the Bible is truth when it's rightly divided.
Let me be truthful with him 1 sec. Hey, asshole! How you like that? I just yelled out my window. Is that truthful, or should I kind of?
Yeah. So anyway, so I'm glad you called in. So like I said, you had a question. You have a question or a comment?
Yeah. Can I fuck your mother up the ass?
So we thank God for his word, and so sometimes things do happen. That ended up being a bad call, but we thank God for his word. So his word goes forth just like the word of God says. So this particular book that was written to the church at Philippi, And we can read about the Philippian jailer in the 16th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. But the key verse here in Philippians is the first verse, the first chapter, 21st verse, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." So one thing you got to, we always have to keep in mind, anytime the Lord is blessing, you have to anticipate the devil. So any insult that someone comes across with, just like that man just did, you know, you got to realize that came out of hell. And you can't look at the individual, but you got to look at the devil himself. That individual is a tool of Satan. That individual is an instrument of cruelty to come out of a foul bag like that. So we thank God for his word. So nevertheless, amen, the foundation of God standeth assured, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. So with that being said, nothing shocks me. The devil would have to stick his ugly head up, so we're not surprised. So, amen. Christ is preached, and we believe, amen. And that, like the writer says, I believe, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. So that's okay. You're going to get, in the world, you're going to have tribulation, like the Lord said. He said, but be of good cheer. In me you shall have peace. But he said, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. So thank God for his word. Amen. So we know you're on track when you got somebody speaking out of the side of their neck, acting like they came out of hell with foolishness. You know you're right on track. So we thank God for his word. So on today, we want to move on in the book of the church at Philippi to this particular church. One thing about this is another one of Apostle Paul's letters, prison epistles. And so it is set up, this particular church at Philippi, they're pretty much just talking about Christian experience, soundness of doctrine, not to worry about anything else, nothing like that in this particular church. The order is already set in this particular church, and they have the bishops, they have the deacons. You know, there's nothing that is really out of order here. But just a few minutes ago, the key verse is, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." So you want to make sure you're right on track in this kind of Christian experience. So that's what many need to know today, even in Christendom, even among Christian leaders, folks that have exalted themselves, like they're sitting right next to Jesus, and that's not so. I mean, God has an order. God is a God of order. Surely, I do respect order. But you cannot be deceived. That's why the Bible tells us, you know, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. So we cannot be deceived. So we have to be careful and realize that the thing that bought Lucifer, the son of the morning, he was the anointed cherub. He walked up and down in the midst of the fire. He wanted to exalt himself above he sit in the sides of the north and exalt himself above the stars of God. And when he said he was going to take over and he wanted to take over, God cast him out like a streak of lightning. And God is not playing right now. So the true saying, and that is to describe Lucifer, who made himself the devil because he got out of his rightful place. But the true saying being that pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before fall. So how can I put that? Here's how you put it. The engine goes before the caboose. So just set it in order. Pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before fall. So that's exactly what happened. So we are not shocked at things that happen. The devil is on his job, and we as children of God, as people of God, definitely we should be on our job. So anyway, I just got that call early, and that guy just talking off the wall stuff. So I hurry up and hung right up when he made his little foul, vulgar statement. So that's how that goes. But anyway, we thank God. I thank God for all of our Blog Talk followers, all of our Twitter followers, and also all of our Facebook friends and our Facebook listeners. So thank God. Amen. Back again. Amen. Amen. Like the writer said, through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. Talking about me, amen. Mercy, amen, is rejoicing against judgment. And I thank God that I'm able to be a recipient of the grace of God, to be a recipient of the mercy of God. There go I, but for the grace of God. So thank God, amen. So what we better do is consider him who endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, talking about Jesus. He's not playing. Amen. So his word is going to go forth, and it goeth forth out of his mouth, not going to return void. It's going to accomplish the thing he sent it and prosper in that which I please, saith the Lord. So nobody's going to hinder him. Doesn't matter. Amen. People can mock. We might be mocked, but God is not mocked. So we thank God for his word. So we have been through quite a few. We've been on the air thanks to this vehicle called Blog Talk. We've been on the air with this particular ministry called Truth for better than 2 years. I believe it was the last Wednesday in February when we started in 2010. So we've been on the air for a little over 2 years. Thankful to God for that, for this is a door. As the Lord said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. So he said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And Lord, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. He didn't say, repeat after me, but the name of the Father is Jesus. The name of the Son is Jesus. And the name of the Holy Ghost is Jesus. So the writer in 1 John says, he that acknowledges the Son, the same hath the Father also. You deny the Father, you deny the Son, you deny the Father, because the Father is the Son. Amen. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Notice, in that particular verse that I just quoted, the subject is God. Amen. This is what the writer said in 2 Corinthians 5 and 19, to wit, God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. Apostle Paul said, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. He said, we beseech you, we pray you in Christ's stead, we beg you, be ye reconciled to God. So God uses people. So that's okay. Amen. Thank God for his word. Amen. So as we move on forward, this particular letter, so we know we have been through the book of Ephesians, which the Apostle Paul was another one of his prison epistles, or Pauline epistles, prison epistles proper. So, and then this particular book is the book of Colossians. It was almost like a twin book to the book of Ephesians. So that he wrote to the church at Ephesus. So he wrote to the church, the Colossian church, which is the church at Colossae. So today, this particular church, the Philippian church, which is the church at Philippi proper. Amen. Biblical terminology, so important. So this name of this particular city was Philippi. And the church, they are the Philippian church. So, like I said, this, and so then also, just to go back a little bit, rewind, the church at Colossae was, like I said, was pretty much a twin
book to the book of Ephesians is letting the believers know about their position. So he's pretty much rehearsing that to the church at Colossae, the position of the believer, and letting them know who they were, who they are in Christ, what they should do, what type of lifestyle they should live as being believers in Christ. So that's so important. Got to know who you are. Got to know a position that you are in Christ. And also, we definitely like to make you to know, if you haven't received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues, just like they did on the day of Pentecost, if you have not been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, just like initially they were on the day of Pentecost, then you have not received New Testament salvation, as the Lord himself had said in the third chapter of St. John, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Then he went on to let them know that which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of spirit is spirit. We're body, soul, and spirit. Marvel not. Don't wonder what I said, saith the Lord Jesus. Ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeneth. Thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whither it cometh or where it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them clothing, or divided tongues, like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. That's the key. Amen. You must be born again. So you got to receive, as some call it, the Pentecostal experience. That is being born again. So we know. So after the resurrection, over 2,000 years ago, and then even coming up here this coming Sunday, they call it Easter Sunday. Some call it Resurrection Sunday. But you never see in the scriptures where we're supposed to observe this day once a year. After he got up from the dead to die no more, we can observe Resurrection Sunday every day. If you have been planted together in the likeness of his death, you too shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. The sixth chapter of Romans. Knowing this, that the old man is crucified, that henceforth he should not serve sin, but he that is dead is free from sin. Amen. So you've been born again. You've been planted in the likeness of his death when you're baptized. So what I want to say is I submit to you that God's word, these letters that were written to the churches, are the children's bread. These letters that were written to the churches were written to people that were already saved. So now the ushering in of the law, you got to go back into the Gospels and read that. Just like Jesus said, he made a statement, I didn't come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. I didn't come to destroy the law, but I came to fulfill it. I didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And that's why Apostle Paul picked up his pen when he wrote to the church at Rome and says, Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. Don't say in your heart, who's going to go up to heaven to bring him down? Who's going to ascend into the depth that is to bring him up? He was saying, what saith it? It's, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth, the word of faith which we preach, that if thou, talking to the church, shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You cannot confess what you don't have. You didn't get that check, you don't have it. You didn't get the money, you don't have the money in your hand, you don't have it. You can receive it all you want, but if you never get it, you don't have it. So you can accept it all you want, but if you don't receive it, You don't have it. So thank God. Amen. You've been born again. You got to do what the 12 said that the Lord Jesus Christ chose and whom he wrote about in his priestly prayer in the 17th chapter of St. John. Those were the men. He said, I don't pray for these only, but also for they which shall believe on me through their word. You got to know God knew what he was doing when he committed the word of reconciliation into the hands of those men. So you got to pass it down. So you got to, truth is passed down through generations. So you pass it on down just like they did back to the Israelites, the Jews, how they did it. So we know that the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Go back in the law. And when the law was given at Mount Sinai in the book of Exodus when it was given, then what happened? It was rehearsed again in the book of Deuteronomy. The same thing that was written. They went over. There was a rehearsal. Just like I said, these twin books, the book of Ephesians, which was written to the church at Ephesus, the book of Colossians, which was written to the church at Colossae. These are twin books. They're saying the same thing. They may say a couple of words a little different, but he's rehearsing the same thing that was already said. So here we are today in the book of Philippians, the church at Philippi. So Paul and Timotheus, or Timothy, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons. This church is already in order. It's like you say, this wasn't written to put that church in order. They already were in order. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the self-same one. You got to know that there's only always has been one God, and he got a name. He revealed his name at due time. It's like he said, he was known unto Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob by the name of God Almighty. But my name, Jehovah, he said, I was not known unto them. So you do biblical history. You study the scriptures. After you leave the book of Isaiah, you never see the name Jehovah anymore in the Bible. But the name is still there. So it already had been revealed. Unto us a child is born. 33 years later, a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulders. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. So what saith it? Amen. Says that his name shall be called Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. So all things have been committed into the hands of the Son. So he was the prophet. He is the priest now that ever liveth to make intercession. He is the great high priest that which can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. And his times he shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, King of kings and Lord of lords. So he's the prophet. He was the prophet. He is a priest right now. And he shall be king, prophet, priest, and king. So they're going to see those nail prints on his hands and in his feet and in his side. Where did you get these? I was wounded in the house of my friends. Go back in the book of Zechariah 12 and 10, the latter clause. They shall look upon me whom they have pierced. Zechariah 12 and 10. So scripture will support scripture. God is one. Who's speaking? God is. The burden of the word of the Lord. There's only one Lord, just like the Bible said, like Apostle Paul said in Ephesians, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God. There's one spirit and one body, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God. So that's so important. So there's one body and one spirit, even as you are called, and one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, comma, who is above all, comma, and through all, comma, and in you all. The subject is God. Amen. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. So, wherefore, he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it? But that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. So no man ain't never stepped on a cloud other than the God himself, amen, stepped on a cloud and received out of their sight, amen. He didn't blast off in no spaceship or none of that. He didn't need that, amen. He's God, amen. The book of Job, he was saw. He was God treadeth on the waters. Only God alone can walk on the waters. What did the disciples see Jesus do? Fourth watch of the night. They saw Jesus, the Bible said, walking on the sea. They thought it was his spirit. He said, behold, it is I. Be not afraid. Amen. The sixth chapter of Mark and the sixth chapter of St. John, 21st verse, they received him into the ship, the Bible said, and immediately they were at the other side, whether they went. And I'm still trying to get that. As soon as he got in, they were at the other side. Amen. Yes, he is God with us. So he is the self-same God. So you're not going to see three. The devil is a liar. He knows there's not no three gods. In James 2 and 19, thou believest there is one God, thou do as well. The devils, plural. All the little imps, too. The little D's, too. They know there's one God, and they tremble. Amen. But they'll lie to you, have you thinking it's two or three. There's only one on the throne. Amen. And his name is Jesus. He's so great. Amen. And he's greatly to be praised. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ, even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye all are my partakers of my grace. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. This I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. But I would you should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel, so that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and in all other places, many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confidence by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ even of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. That's what I was saying. So some of these people, like I said, some people, they have their reward right now. They're hustling people out of their money. They're making all these demands on the church of God, and which all God requires is the tithe and a free will offering. There's sometimes that requests are made, maybe to help someone. Churches have benevolent funds or whatever, but all of this begging and so-called blessing the pastor and all this stuff, like some people do, they're commanding and demanding and just burdensome and grievous upon the people of God. And nobody is special in the church of God. So whatever office God put you in, so you are a servant. So, and you're not above your master. So we all, the Bible said, serve the Lord Christ. That's what we got to keep in mind. Who died for you? Jesus. Who was buried? Jesus. Who rose again? Jesus. Who's coming back on the third day? Who came back on the third day? Jesus. Who sent back the Holy Ghost? Jesus. Who's going to come again? The Lord himself, the Bible says, shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God simultaneously. And the dead in who? Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet who? The Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with who? The Lord. So it's not about us. So that's just so foolishness, how people are exalting themselves. So like I said, whatever Jesus says trumps everybody else. It matters not who you are. So that's what's going to be. That's going to be the agony of the lake of fire for some people because they are worshiping man. That's going to be agony in the lake of fire because some people are worshiping a personality. Your Honorable so-and-so said, some of these folks that we saying are honorable, I got news for you. They're not honorable at all. They're deceivers. They're liars. That's what the Bible says. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. So that's what you got to do. Look, that's in 2 John. You got to abide in the doctrine of Christ. So if somebody don't abide in the doctrine of Christ, I don't care who you say they are. We call them honorable. They're not honorable. Like I said, some of these people, they're going to be honorable so-and-so. And I mean, some of these people, they done got caught with their hand in the cookie jars, we would say it, caught behind the barn doing their dirt. That's how people are. They still want to call these individuals honorable. I got news for you. They're not honorable at all. So 2 John 9, well, that's like I just made reference to, whosoever transgresseth. Whosoever, who that mean? Whoever. Don't matter who you call yourself. And whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. There come any unto you and bring not this doctrine or this teaching. That's what the word doctrine means, teaching. So the honorable so-and-so teaches. Well, if he ain't teaching what Jesus said, to hell with him, because that's where he's going to take you. And you follow the blind, like Jesus said, the blind lead the blind, both are falling to the ditch. He ain't talking about the ditch on the side of the road either. He's talking about hell. So you don't have the doctrine of Christ. The Bible says, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed, or into your, let him in your pulpit. They had church in houses. Don't let him say nothing. Don't bid him Godspeed, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. So concerning the truth, an individual like that, they have nothing to say. And that's not by being courteous or nothing in that aspect. When it comes to that you should not do. So here's what the Bible tells us. Studies, like I mentioned earlier, studies that show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, but shun profane and vain babbling, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as doth a canker. I'm told that word canker is to be like a cancer also, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus. Here's what's important right here. Who concerning the truth have erred. These two people are named out right here. We can start naming out people too. Don't matter. I mean, I'm telling you, everybody ought to know that some of these folks that people think they are so important got these mega churches. I'm going to tell you something. They are not nothing but deceivers. Some folks are not rightly dividing God's word. Some folks are acting like that the church is the head. The church ain't the head. Israel. That's in the 28th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. He's made them the head, not the tail. That is Israel. That is not the church. Christ is the head of the church, which is his body. The church is not the head. Christ is the head. Israel is the head. You got to rightly divide the word of truth. So that's, people are not doing that. So he says concerning these two people, Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred. How did they do that? Saying that the resurrection is past already and overthrow the faith of some. And I submit to you, the devil himself don't like people to tell the truth. And that's what people hate, for folks to stand up and tell the truth. And so there's going to be some folks going to be in danger of hellfire. And I'd name out some great organizations. And you know who that is? Some of these news organizations. Because all they do is loop up a clip and run it over and over, just like they lied on Jeremiah Wright. They looped up a little piece of what he said instead of saying the whole thing that he said. They sensationalize stories and say they're on your side and all of this. No, they're not on your side. They conjure up stuff. They fix stuff up. They sensationalize. They don't tell it like it always is all the time because they want ratings. It's all about the money. They magnify what stories they want. They try to cram down ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox News especially. They are totally crazy. They'll jump up and down on a story. They'll deliberately lie to people. What the Bible said about liars, all liars are going to have their part in the lake of fire, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. A liar is a liar, and God, a liar can't carry in his sight. God hates a liar. That's what the Bible says. These six things does the Lord hate. Proud look, a lying tongue, all these different things. People that backbite, amen, trying to destroy people. God hates that foolishness. So the Bible says, nevertheless, the foundation of, so they overthrow. So they're telling a lie that the saying the resurrection is past already and overthrow the faith of some. So then God is going to get them, people like that, lying to people. So you can't be deceived. You can't let nobody. I said somebody sent me a thing on Facebook and made mention about some parable about a lettuce. Bishop so-and-so said. And I let them know. I don't care who said what. I'm not going to be hustled or pimped by nobody. So that's what we better get in our mind. Bishop so-and-so didn't die for you. I don't care who he is. He ain't saying what God say. He's a deceiver. He's a false prophet. And it matters not who don't like it. The truth's going to be told. You ain't got to have no title to tell the truth. All you got to do is tell the truth. You know the truth, you can tell the truth. So folks going to be hustled. Folks going to be in the lake of fire because they followed some jive time lying man. Was it who was the deceiver? Yeah. Some people, they walk on ground. These people are walking on. No, you better save me, amen, to the truth. The truth is what's going to save you. John said the truth is what's going to abide with us forever. You know who the truth is. Amen. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. I'm the door. Amen. By me, if you follow me, you're going to go in and out and find pasture. Amen. You're going to know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus, and he let them know that the truth is in Jesus. Truth ain't in nobody else but Jesus. So like I said, these liars, they don't like it. Amen. So there's an open door. Amen. God set an open door. No man can shut it. He opened doors. No man can shut it. Thank God for this vehicle. I said, like a blog talk radio, is an open door, and there's a way that you can use the open door. And so like I said, that foul call that I got, the devil is a liar. He's a thief. He's a dirty dog, and he uses folks, so that didn't hurt me. That does nothing but motivate me. A dirty devil like that come out of a bag, so that's what the church does. The church is the called-out one, the ecclesia, the called-out ones of God. Amen. He is along with us, helping us, in us, with us. He got our back. We are passed about with the innumerable company of angels. That's how God is. Amen. He got our back. So doesn't matter, like I said, somebody come out of a weird bag, that's how the devil is. So come on, devil, you got another lie? You got another punch to throw? I fight back. Amen. And that is out of all the armor that we talked about in the sixth chapter of Ephesians when he talked about having the blessed prey to righteousness, having the helmet of salvation. Amen. Having your loins girded about with truth, taking the shield of faith that you may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. One thing he told us to do, and that is we ain't on no defense with this weapon, he said. And above all, taking the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. In other words, I'm on the offense with that sword of the Spirit. That offensive weapon, that sword, and also praying always with all prayer and supplication for all saints. In the name of Jesus, you demon, you dirty devil, come on, I got you. This sword will get you, you lying devil. You know what's written, but you a liar, but we fighting back against you. Because you a liar, and you a liar, and you're going to lose. Jesus already overcame. Amen. He got up. We're going to get up. That's why he gave us the Holy Ghost. That's what the world needs. Just like Jesus, they asked Jesus a question in the book of Acts before he ascended on back up into glory, and they knew. They said, Lord, restore again the kingdom to Israel. That's what they was looking for. Amen. He let them know, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power, but ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria, unto the uttermost parts of the earth. He has said these words. The Bible said that he stepped on a cloud and was received out of their sight. Two angels stood by, ye men of Israel, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing? This same Jesus, which is taken up, is going to come in like manner. So, you listening to me on today? That's the news that I have to tell you. Amen. This same Jesus, he's going to come back. Amen. He was the one that died. He died for you. He died for you and you and you. And he died for me too. He loved us so. Amen. So he's going to come back. Coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle or any such thing. Then also, I am trying to make sure when I post my episodes, for those of you that are listening, that are logged in on Blog Talk Radio, you could see the number, 646-716-6566. That sometimes slips my mind. But should you desire to call in, should you have a question, 646-716-6566. So you truly have a question, you truly have a comment, we'll take it. Anybody talking out of hell like that caller did in New Jersey, so we know how to drop you. We can let you go real fast, put you in the wind, because we don't play that. Amen. We are promoting the gospel. Amen. We are promoting what this show is called, truth. And that's what we are endeavoring to do. All that is in us is to tell the truth. So we're grateful for that. So anyway, I'll go on here. Like I said, so it's all important for you to know. We're talking about Christ. Some people don't understand. They don't understand the mystery of Christ and the mystery of God, that God was in Christ, that the Christ is the Christos, or the anointed flesh of God. That is the body. That is the office that he is in right now. So he's going to put down all rule and authority. You got to reign till he put all enemies under his feet. In the first chapter of the 15th chapter of the first book of the Corinthians, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. So it's going to come to pass. Saying that is written that death is swallowed up in victory, back in the book of Isaiah. And that's why he asked the question, O death, where is thy sting? Thy sting, O grave? I got a question for you too. Where is that victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory. He keeps giving us the victory, always, through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why he says, be therefore steadfast, unremovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So we got it. Amen. This is the victory that overcometh the world, John said. Even our faith. We got it. Oh, yeah. It keeps coming. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Thank God for his word. Amen. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? The answer, by taking heed, therefore, according to thy word. God's word. You got to take heed unto the word of the Lord. So he said, so that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all places and in all in all the palace and in all other places. Many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. And I think I already went over this. Like, going back, some indeed preach Christ even under envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. The one preach Christ of contention, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bonds, but the other love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. What then? Here's a question. Notwithstanding, everywhere, whether in pretense or in truth, a Christ is preached, is what he's saying, in pretense or in truth, I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and my hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. That's a key verse right there. Philippians 1 and 21, he says, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose I would not. I am in the strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. So what he is saying is, man, I could go to sleep in Christ, but God got me here for a reason, to help you, you church at Philippi, who I'm talking to right now, not only just for them, but for us also who are reading this epistle or this letter even right now. And on April the 4th, 2012, we're reading this letter. Amen. And this word is not one jot or one tittle is going to pass till all be fulfilled. So we're in here right now. And so he goes on to say, and having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith, that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me by my coming to you again. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. So what is he saying? When he says conversation, he is talking about their lifestyle. That word conversation, or their manner of life. So this is what the Bible was talking about Lot when he sat at the gate of the city in Sodom. The Bible, and so Peter bears witness in his second book when he says, talking about Lot, that righteous man vexes righteous soul from day to day. Lot goes on to, Peter says of Lot, with the filthy conversation of the wicked. What is he saying? The filthy lifestyle of the wicked. So, yes, he's saying dirty, foul spirit is sticking his ugly head up even today. That's what Jesus said. As it was in the days of Lot, so shall it also be in the coming of the Son of Man. They planted, they built, they sold. They did all those things. One thing they did, we see these group of people that's calling themselves happy, because that's what it means to when you look up the term gay, means to be happy. You remember, the Flintstones said they're going to have a yabba-dabba-doo time. They was going to have a gay old time. That means be happy. And a homosexual is not a gay. But homosexuality is a pervert. A homosexual is a pervert. That is perverted. Shame on the lawyer that came up with the term sexual orientation. That's foolishness. You cannot, and it's against God, you cannot marry the same gender. That's not love. That's lust. Marriage is between a man and a woman. God made the man first, and he named all the animals, and then he goes on to let them know there was not a helpmeet found for the man. So God put him to sleep, took out his rib, made woman, and when he woke up and saw her, he called her woman, because you came out of man. And the Bible said, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. So what makes two people one? The sex act. Sex act is between a male and a female. There's no such thing. That's not sex. Two men doing, the Bible calls that unseemly, what they're doing. God was so, the Bible said, even in the days of Noah, that man's thoughts were only evil continually. So what did he do? He destroyed the earth. So that foolishness that they were doing down there in Sodom and Gomorrah, God destroyed them. God is still not pleased with that. Sin is sin. If you laying with somebody that ain't your husband or your wife, you in sin. These people are messing with children, messing with little boys, messing with people that aren't their wife. If it's not your husband or if it's not your wife, you're in sin. It doesn't matter who you are. How you like that? How about that? Wrong is wrong. So a liar is a liar. That's wrong. People that are laying with animals, that's wrong. God got it all. He laid it out, his word, how he planned for it to be. So he said, you fell in love with that young lady, you should marry her. You fell in love with that man, you should marry him. That's, the Bible said, marriage is honorable in all and the bed undefiled. But adulterers and whoremongers, God will judge. So nobody gets away. We're not just gung-ho on two men together or two women together. If you're going to be with that woman, you're going to be with that man, marry him. That's how that goes. Do it right or don't do it at all. So he goes on here talking about the lifestyle. And so, and nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. So that's just a light affliction. Like that foul caller that just called me and made that vulgar term, that was foul. Hey, you didn't do it to me. You done it unto God. He said, you offend the least of these, my little ones, that believe in me. It's better for you to tie a millstone around your neck and go jump in the sea. In other words, you in trouble. Because God takes it personal. Because we are the members of the church, which is his body. He take it personal. So that was against Jesus. That wasn't against me as an individual. So unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. So having the same conflict which you saw in me and now here, to be in me. So what a blessing it is to be in the word of the Lord. And I think I'm going to stop right there and then pick up in the second chapter of the church at Philippi in the book of Philippians on next week. So we thank God for his word. And like I said, whoever you of you that were listening to this broadcast, and those of you that shall be listening to our on-demand episodes, hey, I'm not shocked because that caller from New Jersey called in talking crazy. I mean, pretending like he was going to was interested, and he just ran across this. He should have called a news station. Don't call me. But see, you don't know who it is, so that's all right. So I know how to hang up. Click. Know how to do that. So thank God for his word. So we will get back into the word of the Lord on next week. Thank you for listening to Truth Ministry. I hope this word has been a blessing. You can email us at truthministry5525@att.net. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory.